We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Trump, Trump, Trump. Ozzie Higginbottom, call yourself a goalkeeper. I've only had 4 shots at you and I've scored 5 times. Fancy trying to keep goal and suck an orange at the same time. Look, I'm going to shoot in a high one now, so be ready to do a flying leap. Are you ready? Right, Ozzie, here it comes. You big, soft Nelly, you missed it. Now go in the cottage and get the ball back. Haunted? Look, it's just a broken-down, empty cottage. There's no ghosts in there. Anyway, what if there is? You shouldn't be scared. You see a big, horrible monster every day, your dad. All right, you coward, stop there and I'll go in. And when I come back, I'm having 6 more free shots at you for this, with your hands tied behind your back. Oh, the big, soft coward. Fancy saying this cottage is haunted.
Now then, what's the game?
Help! A ghost! Ozzie, come back! Ow, you big ghosty bully, let go of me here!
You knocked my supper over with your football. My pan of stew on my stove. First bit of meat I've had for 3 days, all over the floor.
Well, what do you want me to do? Lick it up for you?
What was that?
I'll pick it up for you. Your pan.
What a way to treat a poor old man just because he's a tramp. You knocked it over and my supper in my pan. You spilt it. What's your name?
Harold Macmillan.
Now, don't try to be funny or I'll sharpen my bread knife on your head. Now then, who are you?
I'm Jimmy Clitheroe.
Well, where do you live, young man? Come on, your house, your home. Where do you live? Where is it?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, I'll just get my bread knife.
I live in Lilac Avenue.
Lilac Avenue. That's all I want to know. I'm going around there.
What for?
To tell your parents about my stew, my supper. You spilt it with your ball. My supper on the floor.
Hey, you've got your needle stuck again.
Oh, cheeky with it, eh? Yes, well, you'll regret it, you know. Nobody does this sort of thing to all. Ben Butter's brain gets away with it. I'll tell them what you've done.
Oh, but please, old Mr. Batty. Old Batty Ben, I mean... I'm not supposed to be here playing football. I should be at home practising my piano lessons.
Oh, see, instead of playing the piano, you're playing truant, eh?
Yes, very funny. I like you all, Mr. Ben.
Well, now we've had a good laugh, we'll go around to your house.
No good going now. You'll be wasting your time. There'll be nobody in till 5:30.
Oh, I can wait, sonny. A tramp has all the time in the world. As I once wrote in one of my poems. Just listen now to this, you see, dear, see. Now, a knight of the road, who some folk call a tramp, is not like a moth flitting mad under lamp. His no wish to take part in life's one mad rush.
I think this old fellow's as daft as a brush.
Oh, that's not the next line.
Look, if I take you home and give you some food before the others come back, will you go away and not tell anybody?
Oh, I don't know, I don't know. That might be letting you off a little bit too easy, do you see? As I once said in another poem, a sin once committed cannot be ignored. To get into bother, no one can afford.
Thank you, old Ben Tennyson. Look, I'll fix you up with some grub. Do you like fresh strawberries?
Oh, I love them, yes, yes.
What a pity we haven't got any.
Here we are, home at last, Pat. What's the time?
Just turned 5:30. Oh, I hope Susan's home. I told her if she got back first to make the tea.
Oh, aye. We'll have to be out again soon. What time do we have to go to the bingo?
7:00 at the parish hall. Come on, we'll go in the back way.
Right, Pat. Hello, there's Jimmy's bike with a wheel off. He must have had a puncture.
Yeah, he'll have another if he hasn't done his piano practice. You should have heard the row he kicked up about it.
Oh, Jim's not as bad as he used to be. Have you noticed how he seems to be getting on much better with Susan these days?
Your great big daft-looking sister. Look what you've done. Stuck a fork right through me in a tube.
Get out of my way. I'm making the tea.
You did it on purpose, you big rotten thing.
It was your own fault, sticking your silly in a tube in the sink while I'm washing up.
I'll stick you in the sink in a minute and you'll go right round the bend.
Now, Jimmy, that's enough now.
Well, it's all her fault. Why don't you get rid of her and buy a parrot?
Jimmy, just stop it. Don't speak to your sister like that. Susan, what's all the trouble?
I was just trying to wash up before tea, and he comes along mending his silly puncture in the sink.
They'll be mending a puncture in your head in a minute. At the infirmary.
Well, that'll do, Jimmy. Shut up.
But it's all her fault.
I said shut up.
Yes, Grandad.
Now, let's have no more of this bother. Do you understand?
Yes, Grandad.
And you'll just stop annoying Susan, do you hear?
Yes, Grandad.
And for heaven's sake, stop saying yes, Grandad, will you?
Yes, Grandad.
Father, is it all right if I get a word in?
Yes, Grandad. Oh, I give up.
Susan, how are you getting on with the tea?
I was doing all right till that little monster came in here. I've done the vegetables, now all I want is the steak.
Oh, we're having steak, eh? Just the job. Oh, I'm ready for that, Susan. I'm starving.
Yes, you look in a bad way, Grandad. You're down to a mere 17 stone.
Jimmy, look, Susan, I know you have to go out soon to have your hair done, so I'll put the steak on.
You'll have to, Mother. I couldn't find it.
What do you mean? It's in the fridge where I always put it.
Well, it isn't there now.
Of course it is. Here, let me have a look. Now then. You're right, Susan. The steak, it's gone.
Gone?
Oh, heck, the tramp.
What'd you say, Jim?
Oh, heck, the cramp. In me arms. It's all that piano practice with the ball in the hall, front room.
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind him, Father. Now, what about this steak?
But it must be somewhere. A piece of steak can't just get up and walk away.
Not unless it's still fastened to the cow.
Look, Father, I put it in the fridge and now it's gone. Where can it be?
I don't know. Somebody must have taken it while we were out.
But the house was locked up until Jimmy came home from school. You didn't hear anybody come in, did you, Jimmy?
Me? How could I? I was practicing the piano. Very loud.
But you were told to practice the cradle song. Surely there's nothing loud in that.
Oh, yes, there is. Where the baby wakes up and yells for its bottle.
Mother, I've just noticed something else is missing as well.
What is it?
The cigarette case Alfie and I bought for Harold Carter's 21st birthday. I put it here yesterday with my hairdressing things to remind me to get it engraved tonight.
And you mean it's gone?
Yes, and it was quite an expensive one. Real silver.
Now, wait a minute. Oh, I think I've got an idea who the thief might be. Jimmy?
Not guilty. Wasn't me.
I was only going to ask you if you saw anybody hanging around the house. A tramp, for instance.
A tramp? Did you say a tramp?
Aye. Mrs. Peters was telling me this morning, Pat, she chased a tramp out of her house only the other day.
You mean he was stealing something?
Yeah, he took a pie from her pantry and some smalls off her washing line.
You mean he pinched a pie and nicked her knick-knacks?
Jimmy, you could be right, Father. I'll bet that tramp's been in here.
Well, I'm going to get the police on the job. If they find him, they'll soon get the whole truth out of him.
Hey, perhaps it wasn't a tramp who pinched the steak. I'll bet it was that dog next door but one.
What, a dog walks in here, opens the fridge, takes the steak out and closes the back door with his tail? Oh, very clever.
Well, he is a clever dog, Mum. He can count up to four and walk on his back legs. And he does like meat.
And what about the cigarette case? Don't tell us that the wonder dog took it back with him.
Well, maybe he can smoke as well.
I'm off to Mary Johnson's now, Mother, to have my hair done. I hope you win at the bingo tonight.
So does Grandad. The first prize is £400, all in bottled beer.
Now then, Jimmy. Susan, if Alfie calls before we go out, what time will you be back?
Oh, I've arranged everything with him.
Oh.
Alfie won't come round until 7:30.
Why, somebody knocked him out? What am I talking about? He's always been unconscious.
No, that'll do, my lad. You caused enough trouble when that policeman was here.
Me? Oh, glad he was asking what size boots he took. Hey, hadn't he got big feet?
You'll have a big nose after I've smacked it. All right, off you go, Susan.
Right, Mother. Bye-bye. Bye, Grandad.
Cheerio, my dear.
Ta-ra, Sister Sue. Don't go near the zoo. The keeper of the monkey house is looking out for you.
Daddy, funny.
Jimmy, what a thing to say to Susan.
It was poetry. I made it up when I was thinking about old Ben.
Who's old Ben?
No. I meant Big Ben. I just heard it strike.
I didn't.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Never mind him, Father. We'd better be getting ready to go out.
Can I go out for a minute, Mama? I want to go and meet Ozzy.
Look, we want somebody to stay in the house tonight in case the police ring up with some news.
That's why I want to go out, to stop him blabbing. Ozzy, about the stew that I'm in.
Look, you've been with Ozzy all day. Now, what do you want to see him again for?
Because he fascinates me.
Go on, then. Off you go. You've got about 20 minutes, that's all, you understand?
Yes, ma'am, ta-ra, I won't be long. Oh, heck, I've got to find old Ben before the police find him. How am I going to get to that cottage and back in 20 minutes? What I want is a lift. If I could find a mug right now...
Hello, Jimmy.
I found one. Hello, Alfie. Have you come for our Susan?
Yeah, well, that depends whether it's tonight or tomorrow night, because tomorrow night we're going to the Youth Club Whistdraft to do a bit of twisting. Not twisting at the whist, I mean, at the dance after, but tonight Susan's going to Mary Johnson's till 7:30, but I forgot whether it's the other way around. What time is it?
Damn, you bought yourself a new head.
Aye, baby, aye, there's no need to be cheeky.
Cheeky? I'm very pleased with you, Alfie, because for once, you've done something wrong that's turned out right.
Have I? Oh, that's nice. Yeah, hey, wait a minute. How can it be right if it's wrong?
Because you're an hour early, which is wrong, and you've come on your motorbike, which is right. So off we go, right?
Wrong.
Eh?
I don't believe in going anywhere till I know where I'm going. Where am I going?
Well, you're just taking me to get a football back that I kicked through a cottage window. Now, let's get on your bike and shove off.
Yeah, all right. Hey, but don't be surprised if it runs a bit funny. I think I've got an air bubble in my feed pipe and I can't shift it.
Well, have you tried bicarbonate?
I'm very glad that Father and I bumped into you, aren't you, Father?
I'm not. No wonder we can't find that young rascal. You're sure about what you just told us, Mr. Walker?
Why, it was when I was looking out for the paper boy. I saw Jimmy take this old tramp into your house.
At tea time, you say?
Yes, they weren't in there long, and I was rather glad because I got a bit worried, but they seemed the best of friends when they came out, and they were laughing and joking, and the tramp had a bag with him. Jimmy held it for him while he opened the gate.
I'll flay him alive for this.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Walker. You didn't by any chance see a dog walking on his back legs, chewing steak and smoking?
Pardon?
No, nothing. Well, that's the end of our bingo tonight, Father. We'd better go back home and phone the police about this.
Police? Oh, say, Jimmy's not in any trouble, is he?
Oh, it's nothing serious, Mr. Walker. Nothing that 3 weeks in hospital won't cure.
She's going all right now, Jim.
Yes, you do. Just when it's time to pull up.
What?
Pull up at the cottage on your left.
Yeah, I've left what?
Pull up here. Whoa, stop. Stop. Look out. Help.
What's wrong? Did something fall off?
Only my stomach. Oh, what did you break like that for?
Because you shouted at me all of a sudden.
I've been shouting for 5 minutes.
I can't hear when I'm riding. My crash helmet covers my ears.
From the way you ride, you'd think it covered your eyes.
Oh, shut up. Hey, you go and get your ball.
What ball?
The ball you kicked through that old cottage window. That's what we're here for, isn't it?
Oh, the ball. Yes, I did kick a ball through the window, but look, I'll tell you exactly what to look for when we get inside the cottage.
You all right? What do you mean, we?
Well, I want you to come with me because it's getting dark.
Oh, all right. I'll just put my bike rest down and get my torch. Come on. Fancy you being scared of the dark.
Well, the lads say the cottage is haunted.
Yeah, just because it's dark, there's no haunted. I don't know where my torch is.
It's in your hand.
Oh, is it?
Of course you're not scared, are you?
Me? Scared? Of course not.
Good, well, go in first.
You are. Oh, right, well, here goes.
Alfie, there's something behind you.
What?
Me. Oh, you're not scared, are you?
No, I'm not. It was just that... Help!
Shut up. If he's in, he'll hear you. Oh, Ben Battersby.
Well, is that what they call the ghost?
No. He's the old tramp you're going to capture.
Oh, I think you know it.
Quiet! I can see a light under the kitchen door. He's here.
What's he up to?
Shh! He's in there. Now, as soon as I open the door, you rush in and grab him. Now, don't worry, he's over 80, so even you must be stronger than him. I could beat him on my own.
Yeah, well, why don't you?
Because I want you to hold him while I search him.
Oh, I see.
He's got a bread knife.
Ah, well, if I get a knife, I'm going.
I'll tell our Susan. Old Ben stole her present and a pound of steak.
What, he stole from you, a Susan?
Yeah, that's why we've got to search him. She'll think you're a hero. When I open the door, rush him. Ready?
Did you say he's over 80?
Yes.
Right, open that door. The game's up, you old thief.
What's this?
I've got you. Don't struggle or I use all my strength. You howl, let go.
Got me, have you?
Hit him, Alfie.
Right, I'll hit you if you don't. Howl, put me down.
I'll put you down for the count. Hold that.
Oh.
Alfie, get up and grab him. He's only a week old, man.
Oh, well, I must be a tired old woman.
Now, let's have you, my lad.
Hey, get off. Let go, you daft old... Hey, you're not him. Who are you?
Sonny Liston's granddad.
Quiet, both of you. Don't move or this knife of mine might slip.
No, knife. Oh, what a pretty knife. Is it for cutting bread?
No. Throats. Two at a time.
That's a good one, won't it, Alfie? Alfie, laugh at the man's joke.
Shut up! How did you know about me stealing?
Because it was their house you pinched it from.
Oh, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was somebody else, Mr...
Shut up! My name's Carver. Carver Wilson. The boys call me that because I'm handy with a knife.
Well, it's been nice meeting you, Mr. Carver, Wilson. But we'll have to go now because it's nearly bedtime, isn't it, Alfie?
Oh, me daft, it's only half past. Down me legs! Yes, you're right. It's time to go to sleep. I mean...
Sit down. When it's bedtime, I'll put you to sleep. For good. Now, lie down on your faces.
What are you going to do?
I'm getting out, but I don't want a sound out of you for an hour. Then I'll be 5 miles away, so I'll tie you up first.
No, we'll keep our faces quiet. My mouth down. Shut, I mean. But we'll be as silent as the grave.
Don't say that, Alfie. We won't make any noise, mister.
I know, because I'm going to knock you out for an hour.
No, mister. Look, Alfie's motorbike's outside. If you take that, you can be 5 miles away in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Take the back and just knock us out for 5 minutes. I mean, don't knock us out.
If he doesn't, I will.
A motorbike, eh? There's no one else out there, is there?
No, sir. Honest.
Right. I'll have a look out of the front window. And don't either of you move unless you want a short back and sides.
Oh, that mess you've got us in.
Me? If you'd hit him first, we'd be all right.
I did hit him first. That's how I hurt my knuckles.
Never mind that. Is there much petrol in the bike, Alfie?
It's full.
Oh, heck. I was thinking he might not get very far.
Well, he won't, not like he is.
What do you mean?
Well, in them old clothes of his, the first policeman who sees a tram riding a motorbike is going to stop him.
You're right, Alfie.
You certainly are, Alfie.
Yeah, well, as soon as I saw his clothes, your clothes, I better get away.
Get him off.
You what?
The clobber. Your trousers, boots, sweater, leather jacket. Get him off.
I will not. Not me clothes.
If you don't get him off by the time I count three, I'll carve me initials on your bald head.
I'm not bald.
You will be. Now, one.
You can have me jacket and me sweater, but not me trousers.
Two.
If you want me trousers, you'll have to...
Three.
You'll have to...
Well?
You'll have to wait till I get my boots off first.
I'll get a move on. I'll be fair. I'll leave my clobber for you. Fair exchange is no robbery.
Help! 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 Oh, belt up. Nobody can hear you. This cottage is too far off the main road.
It's all right for you, but I'm freezing in these underpants.
Well, you should wear long woolen ones like me grandad's.
Oh, I'd look a right Charlie in them.
Well, in them you've got, you don't look a Charlie. You look a Cynthia. Blue shorts covered in white butterflies. I've heard of ants in your pants, but that's ridiculous.
If I get my hands free, the first thing I'll do is thump you.
It'd be worth it to get out of here. Look, Alfie, have another go at opening the door with your mouth.
Oh, it's no use. It'd only break me teeth.
Well, you can get some more on the National Health.
Oh, sure. Look, it's my own fault for doing anything for you. I ought to have my head examined.
I've said that for years. Get a doctor to examine your head, and if he finds any brains, get somebody to examine the doctor.
You just wait till I get loose.
Well, it's your own fault. Carver Blooming Wilson wouldn't have got away if you hadn't mentioned his clothes.
You're as funny as toothache.
Shut up.
Don't tell me.
Quiet, to... somebody's opened the front door.
What, shout? Help, we're in here. Help.
Alfie, what if it's Carver back?
Yeah, you what? Don't be daft. What would he want?
He might have come back for your underpants.
Get out, you're not having them. Get away.
Hello, and what's going on?
Mr. Bennett's you, thank goodness. Untie us.
It's another tramp. Help!
Oh, what's wrong with your friend, Jim?
He's a bit funny, Mr. Ben. He thinks everybody wants to pinch his underpants.
Oh, I thought he was a cross-country runner.
Hey, just a minute. You're the one we came after, aren't you? The thief who's 80.
You're right, Jim. He is a bit touched, isn't he? Now, lad... I don't want your underpants.
Well, I mean, you're the one who stole from Jim's sister, Susan.
Susan? I didn't pinch her underpants.
Never mind that, Mr. Ben. What did you take from our house?
Oh, well, you know, I took some meat, a steak. It was tender, very tender. Yes, the first bit of meat that I'd passed...
What about the cigarette case?
About 14 days. What cigarette case?
The silver one that Susan and Alfie bought for Aaron Carter.
Hey, did he pinch that?
Yeah.
So you broke into their house and the shop as well, eh?
Yes, it... Shop? What shop?
Ferguson's. The jewellers where I took the cigarette case to have it engraved.
Alfie, do you mean you took the cigarette case from our house?
Yeah, I did last night. I thought I'd surprise Susan.
You great big dozy Luke... Mr. Ben.
Yes?
I'm sorry for calling you a thief.
Yes, well, I must say I was a little bit upset.
Would you do me a favour?
A bit cruel. Yes, all right, yes. What?
Pinch his rotten underpants.
What?
And keep him here till they find his motorbike, and then he can ride home without them. What a sight. Alfie Hall, Oldham's answer to Lady Godiva. Slow coach, we'll never get home.
Ah, these trousers are too big for me. They keep slipping.
I must say you look a bit of a sight in Carver Wilson's old suit.
Ah, well, he's not funny. I think he made this out of an old sack.
You look like a bag of spuds with a head on. Anyway, keep moving. My mum and grandad are waiting to go to the bingo, so you'll have to tell them a good story.
Ah, well, it's going to be unlucky for some, because when I tell them what's happened, they'll close your Kelly's eye.
Alfie, you wouldn't tell.
Wouldn't I? Just you wait and see.
You telltale tit. Alfie, you wouldn't be a canary and sing.
You what?
Like the man said on the telly, if you tell tales, a canary singing to the cops. You wouldn't do that. I'm your friend.
Yeah, listen, if it'll get you into trouble, I'll not only sing, I'll lay an egg.
All right. I hope something horrible happens to you. I hope our Susan marries you. Oh, Alfie, me pal, me best friend.
You've had it, you're no friend of mine. In fact, from now on, I don't want to know you.
But, Alfie...
As far as I'm concerned, I've never seen you before in my life.
Right. You tell on me and I'll... Tell all the lads you have butterflies on your underpants.
Oh, you should... Hey, here's a police car.
Alfie, we're saved. Now you don't need to tell me, Mum.
I told you, you've had it.
All right, this is the one, Fred. I've got him.
Oh, hey, what are you doing? Get off.
Right, Joe, I'm with you.
What's up? You let go of me arm.
Oh, so you want to put on a fight, do you?
Ow, me arm.
Resisting arrest, are you?
Well, yeah, my trousers are falling down.
Oh, and undressing in public as well, eh? Your fight, you know, you horrible tramp.
Alfie, the horrible tramp.
What was that, son?
I said, he's a horrible tramp.
But I'm not a tramp.
Oh, no. We can see that from the way you're dressed.
Of course, he's a guards officer.
That's right. No, I'm not. Look, you see, these aren't my clothes.
No, he's a model. And here we have Nigel in an off-the-shoulder sugar sack.
All right, son, that'll do. Now, come on, you're under arrest.
What for?
Theft, kidnapping, resisting arrest.
What do you mean, Constable?
Now, look, son, we were told we'd find the tramp with Jimmy Clitheroe. Now, you're Jimmy, aren't you?
Yep.
Yes, and no coward is the tramp.
But you wouldn't be daft. I'm his friend, Alfie. I'm to Jimmy. Jimmy? Tell him who I am. Jimmy!
Well, son, what do you say?
As far as I'm concerned, I've never seen him before in my life.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Colin Douglas and Brian Truman. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I came back to tell you that they didn't really arrest Alfie. I told them the truth in the car, but we had a good laugh all the way home. In fact, I was still laughing when my grandad clouted me on the ear. Neighbours can be canaries as well. Ta-ra!